Nebraska Untapped, the source for everything educational and informational about groundwater in agriculture. If you are an ag producer or a citizen of Nebraska, this show is made for you by the Middle Republican Natural Resource District.
Now it's time for our weekly show, hosted by Heather Disming.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in again this week. These last 2 weeks have been very busy for me, so 2 weeks ago I had been in Omaha attending a conference where I was privileged to meet so many leaders in the communities across Minnesota, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. And I mention this because the great presenters we had at the conference really gave great insights on how to help communities in all aspects grow and thrive with techniques that others had given their perspective on. Then last week, Jack Russell, our general manager here at the Middle Republican NRD, and I went down to McCook to meet up with the Riparian Vegetation Management Task Force. We had a bright and early morning with everybody who was on the Riparian Management Task Force. They came from all over the state to meet us in McCook so we could go look at some of the things that the Southwest Weed Management Board had accomplished, and then also they had their annual meeting there as well. So the Riparian Vegetation Management Task Force was signed into law in May 2007, LB 701. The goal was to improve the conveyance of water throughout Nebraska's rivers and streams. This legislation created a grant program for management of riparian vegetation and stated the legislator's intent to appropriate $2 million annually for this purpose. The legislation had an end date of June 30th of 2009. After LB 701 ended, invasive species control remained a high priority for the Nebraska Weed Control Association and weed management areas, and they have continued with their efforts with limited funding. The association supported new legislation to help control invasive species in Nebraska to meet the water needs of the state and our commitment to other states. So in April of 2016, LB 1038 was signed into law, and this Riparian Vegetation Management Task Force brings together multiple partners such as local weed management areas, Nebraska Game and Parks, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Natural Resources Districts, the Nature Conservatory, Public Power Districts, the Audubon, UNL, and Ducks Unlimited. And since its inception in 2007, the Management Task Force and its partners continue to successfully reduce acres occupied with invasive plants along riparian areas across Nebraska. So again, some of the big ones are Phragmites, salt cedar. And so continued monitoring and controlling of existing and new invasions are critical to keep the populations of invasive species under control to ensure a healthy waterway for the benefits of all Nebraskans. And salt cedar has quite a crazy history with Nebraska. If you want to look that up on how that even ended up in Nebraska through some of the processes that they were trying to help with when the Dust Bowl came through. So it's important to keep water passageways open and freely flowing to protected water resources, the environment, and the well-being of Nebraskans is at stake. So to accomplish these goals, the task force working groups is comprised again of members that are looking for goals, objectives. They have vegetation management and treatment processes in place, the surveying, the monitoring of that, the education and awareness, the funding and incentives, and then the streamlined ownership, and then the vegetation water use. So John Rundell and I, who are on the Southwest Weed Management Board, went out and looked at some of the areas that had gotten funding to remove some of those invasive species along the Republican River to help with the water flow to make sure that Kansas gets their water. Then we also went up to the fish hatchery at Rock Creek, which is way out there, but that was also great to see some of the fish that were being grown and developed in the facility. And soon I hope to talk with a facility manager on episodes so you guys can understand a little bit more about why these fish hatcheries are so popular when it comes to creating a species for the waterways. And then also some of the issues that they might face at the fish hatcheries as well. I'm also so excited because this is the season 2 final episode, and then we are moving into season 3. I am working on some great interviewees for our next season, so I hope everybody still enjoys everything that we're talking about. And also, just to let everybody know who's out there in listening land, if you have anybody or you are somebody who deals with water here in the state of Nebraska or water in the United States, we would love to talk to you and hear about what you have to say and what your job pertains to so that we can educate more people on all the cool things that water jobs can be. Right now, I know all the NRDs are out there are getting their water reports to you, getting chemigations finalized, and also getting ready for our awesome new Producer Connect app. So we have a lot of things going on at the NRDs, and we thank you all for working with us, and I hope everybody is looking forward to season 3. I know I am, and thank you again for being a dedicated listener. Don't forget to like and subscribe to us on our Spotify or your Apple Podcasts. I know you can't really like and subscribe on our RSS feed. We also have our YouTube as well, so if you don't want to download the RSS feed, you can do it that way too. And we thank everybody again for stopping by and taking a listen to our brief update for our season 2 finale. And we hope you tune in later. Have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.